Well, that's our news. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Some congressional Republicans want to stop Communist China from purchasing land in the U.S., including agricultural property.
Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, and Katie Britt of Alabama introduced the Not One More Inch or Acre Act. It would give Mr. Trump clear authority to prohibit all future land purchases by the Chinese Communist Party and force the divestment of already owned property in cases of national security protection. Senator Scott said in a statement, quote, "It's alarming that CCP-linked entities have been quietly buying up U.S. farmland, often strategically located close to our military bases." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The House is facing a Friday deadline if it's going to approve a bill that would cancel $9 billion in planned federal spending. It's foreign aid money along with funding for NPR and PBS. The bill cleared the Senate in a close vote early this morning. Americans went shopping last month. Retail sales rebounded 0.6% in June. President Trump continues facing an uproar over his administration's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Hoping to move on from the issue, the president is now criticizing his supporters over the Epstein conspiracy theories.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats, and some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
He clearly views the case as a distraction, but his vice president, FBI director, deputy FBI director, and son Don Jr. have all publicly pushed for the release of the Epstein files, including the sex traffickers' so-called client list. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Connie Francis has died. The top performer of the pre-Beatles era was 87 years old. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down 87 points. This is SRN News. President Trump's second term brings about another change.
The Small Business Administration has done a 180, repeating Biden-era rules that barred faith-based groups from getting disaster relief loans, and is even establishing a Center for Faith. The SBA says it will now seek to, quote, empower faith-based businesses, community organizations, and houses of worship with access to capital counseling and government contracting opportunities. Recent Supreme Court decisions also played a role in the agency's decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they're still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people, including leading politicians, secretly consult witch doctors for perceived advantages. They claim to offer protection or success through rituals, drawing clients from across the continent's many countries. Many who regularly go to church also secretly visit traditional shrines for the occult services. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill. It's aimed at stopping the flow of fentanyl into the United States.
Joined by parents who lost children to fentanyl overdoses, the president signed the Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act.
And we take a historic step toward justice for every family touched by the fentanyl scourge.
Under the new law, the opioid will be classified as a Schedule I drug, which promises tougher prison sentences for those convicted with trafficking fentanyl. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Britain has announced plans to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 before the next national election. It's billed as part of efforts to boost democratic participation. Scotland and Wales already allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. Britain will join a short list of countries where the voting age is 16, alongside the likes of Austria, Brazil, and Ecuador. More details, SRNNews.com.